The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
You have to find a dream that's so big that it overwhelms all of your fears and causes you to never give up. Everybody on the way to where you're trying to get to, you have a decision that one day you can go forward or you turn back. The problem is the average person turns back from their dream.
You have the vision. You believe in the vision. You are sure, positive, that if other people could see your vision, they would be amazed.
Your goals and dreams have to be bigger than your problems. If you're going through hell, keep going. I mean, why would you stop there? You know, I was in hell, so why stop now? You might, if you're going through hell, you should keep going.
Where you get to the next level of your life is keep going. Keep going, keep running. Even when you don't even know, even it turns into chaos. You cannot be great if you cannot operate in chaos.
You have to want something so big that it wakes you up in the middle of the night. You have to want something so big that you think about it all the time. That it drives you to wake up when you don't want to. It keeps you up at night when you long been sleepy. It makes you show up, do things you wouldn't normally do. It requires extra.
How many times in your life have you gone through something you thought you wasn't gonna make it? What you have to do is to be steady in the storm. If you're steady, you outlast it. If you're steady, you outlive it. If you're not steady, it's only because you don't have the faith to believe that there's something on the other side of it.
So easy to put things off. So easy to say, you're gonna do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today, you get it done today. That's what you do.
Always go to something bigger than yourself. My problem is so many times you've thrown big ideas at small people.
You know, having faith, you know, that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing is one thing, but you got to believe that this is your destiny and this is what you're supposed to be doing in life, you know, if you really want it. And I think as a human, sometimes you feel like you always got to wait for the right time, what makes sense to you to actually start executing, to actually start, stop making excuses, to doing the things that you always really wanted to do. You know, and I'm guilty of that. I'm starting to find myself now being like, nah, there is no right time to do anything. You just got to start doing.
Until you have had the taste of finishing, you will not respect yourself. Until you follow through, until something is done, tears and struggles and pain, and you go through it anyway, and you show up and you continue to fight on no matter the circumstances. After a while, something begins to wither inside of you. It's an urge Every president has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every lion has felt it. Every winner has felt it. Every soldier has felt it. Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit. Don't you give up on your dream.
It was very difficult to pick myself up each day believing that I could do it. There were times that I doubted myself.
When you have something you want to do, if you don't develop the courage to do that which has been given you to do, and you spend a lot of time going around trying to convince other people or trying to get their approval, what will happen is that you will lose your nerve. If you don't have the courage to act, sometimes and particularly, if you have something special to do, life will move on you.
Most people aren't obsessed with their goals because they don't believe they're worthy of them. It's easy to dream about what you want.
We're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Because the purpose is you. Every fucking day I wake up, and I don't want to do some fucking shit. You want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
What I do tell people is to get after it. I tell people to do the things that they know they're supposed to do. There's things that you know you're supposed to do as a human being. Things that you know are going to improve your life. Do those things. There's things that you know are going to make you a worse person and make your life worse. Don't do those things.
You have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you.
How did this have to happen to me? It was very hard. And here's what I want to say to you. For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream.
50% of women is showing up for the fight. The fight is half over when you show up. You'll never win a fight you don't show up for. I'm showing up for this. Here I am, ready for duty. I am through hiding in the shadows for fear that I might fail. I'm gonna face this head on and let the chips fall where they may.
Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to believe it when you cannot see it.
There's more in you right now than's represented in your bank account. There's more in you right now that's being reflected by your life right now. Your life is not a true reflection of your potential. You have greatness within you. You have the ability to do more than you can ever begin to imagine.
There is no shame in wanting something. This whole world is based on wanting something. You've got to discover your gift, and when you discover it, you got to soak it. You got to wring it out, man. You got to diversify it. Most of us only have one talent. But do you know that that's all you need?
Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
If you just understood the principles of success, you could be successful. It don't matter what. Anybody can be successful. You just got to adhere to a few things. And what you got to adhere to is not hard. The hard part is believing that it's applicable to you. But everybody is designed to be successful. You just got to get out your way sometime.
Suppose this day is all that's left. Suppose wherever you come from, you won't have time to return there and say bye-bye. And how will you use your time? If you have this attitude, that kind of earnestness, I think a lot of things will change, and so much for better. Nothing to carry over. No account for tomorrow. Everything today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Regret. The things I could have done differently or learned sooner. There's so much knowledge out there, so much information, so many ways to get better. And we make so many mistakes. We are the product of our mistakes. And oftentimes the lesson is sitting in front of our face, there to be learned. But we miss it. Or we don't pay attention to it. Or we think we know better until it punches us in the face.
Why is it that most people don't ever reach their goals or live up to their true potential? One is fear, and there are only two kinds of fears that we're born with: the fear of falling and the fear of a loud sound. All other fears we learn, like the fear of failure.
We all fail. It's okay. What is not okay is that when you fail, you stay down. Whoever stays down is a loser, and winners will fail and get up, fail and get up, fail and get up. You always get up. That is a winner.
There are some things in life that are out of your control that you can't change and you gotta live with. The choice that we have though is either to give up or keep on going.
95% of our decisions are made by how you feel in the moment. And that is the problem. Do you feel like getting up? No. Do you feel like making that cold call? No, you don't. Do you feel like doing that third set of reps? No, you don't. We make decisions based on our feelings, and that is robbing you of joy and opportunity.
Fight. Go down swinging. And I'll tell you, if you fight with all you have, more often than not, you won't go down at all. You will win. But you have to make that attitude a part of your everyday life. Do the extra repetition. Run the extra mile. Go the extra round. Make the right choices. Give the full measure.
The one thing I know about emotions is that they change. 1 hour from right now, you will not feel the same way. And I want to encourage you tonight that you might be in your darkest moment. You might be going through hell and high water. But I know this, it is always too soon to quit. You have a reason to live. Your best days are in front of you. Get up. Your future is brighter than your past. Get up. Your latter is greater than your former. Get up. Because the best is still yet to come.
To become a warrior, we must betray the victim in us. Now you can either make excuses or make history. Choose one. I'm gonna be real with you. You underperforming. That's right. You underperforming. You way better than this, and you know it. You know it inside. You know inside you are better than this. It is time to show the world. You know you are meant for more than this. This lack of discipline, this lack of commitment, this failure to make the decision to go all in is putting your future, your destiny in jeopardy.
Because real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You're not in love with the process.
And there's some of you, you know what you want, but you are not personally willing to do the work it takes to get it. What you're trying to do is do what you've done on this level and get the next level.
Stop running from it and run to it. Stop telling me what you're going through. The greats, they get to it, they go through it.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me.
Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months, a whole year. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long.
It's not about winning. It's the battle itself. It's the struggle. It's the daily test. That's what life's about. Everyone likes that warm bed. Everyone needs just 5 more minutes of slumber in the morning. So they hit snooze. They roll over. They go back to sleep.
Are those 15 minutes that sweet that you're gonna push back your dream, that you're gonna push back your goal?
Way you get to the next level of your life is keep going. Keep going, keep running. Even when you don't even know, even if it turns into chaos. You cannot be great if you cannot operate in chaos.
Whatever you hold in your mind will tend to occur in your life. If you continue to believe as you have always believed, you will continue to get what you have always gotten. If you want different results in your life, all you have to do is change your mind.
Listen to me, I'm here to shame you. And I'm here to shame you, not because I want to hurt your feelings, but I'm hoping to pull something out of you that's already in you, but you just hadn't pulled it out yet.
Get up and do what you're supposed to do. That's it. And that's discipline. That's not motivation. If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance.
If you had the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's past.
Seize the day. The opportunities are there, but you gotta reach out and pick them up. You've gotta grab at them, but grab them. Don't be afraid to make a mistake, because you know what you can do if you grab the wrong one? Drop it and pick up another one. It's okay, seize the day.
The hardest obstacle was myself. I started realizing more and more and more what was haunting me was me.
The elite performers look at time and use time completely differently than the people who perform at an average level.
You don't want to slow down, and you want to move with speed and certainty. That means people need to know what they're doing.
First thing I want to tell you about people who win, who max out, they are in a much bigger hurry than the people who are average. And I'm not kidding you when I say this. They're in a bigger hurry to get to their destination.
You know, winners move with speed and certainty because they practice, they train, they educate.
Their pace is faster, they walk faster, they talk faster, and their expectation when they're going to arrive at their destination is sooner. There's something to be said about how close you think you are to a goal and how fast you will run to get to the finish line.
If you are surrounded by B players or average performers, and that is your standard, then your mindset will operate at the standard that is offered to you by the people around you.
Do you have the guts to fail? If you don't fail, you're not even trying. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, "We came to you because you could have brought us to life," they say. "And now we have to go to the grave together." So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
If you take an oak tree seed and you put it in a 2-foot pot, that seed will never become the oak tree that oak trees are capable of becoming, because it's going to get stifled by the foot pot. Now check this out. Ain't nothing wrong with the seed. Seed just fell prey to the environment. Don't you allow your environment to dictate the oak tree that you become.
I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
Just because your dad left you or your mother wasn't there and you weren't raised in a Christian home, just because you had a bad start, doesn't mean that you have to be that the rest of your life. Just because everybody in your family had an addiction and now you feel that grip on your life, it doesn't mean that you have to stay that way. You can have a bad start, but have a great ending today.
Don't quit. Get off your butt. Get out of those stands. Get in the arena. Get dirty. Get sweaty. Get bloody. Get knocked down. Get back up. Get knocked down again. Get back up. That boy just won't quit. He just, watch him. He'll get back up. And he'll get up swinging and he'll try again. He just don't quit.
So do me a favor. Let it destroy you. The version of you that you are right now is a blessing, but it won't take you to the next level. What got you here won't take you there. So let the dream destroy you, tear you down. Redefine you, build you back up, make you stronger.
I wasn't talented. I wasn't talented in bodybuilding. I didn't have any genetics. I wasn't talented in business, but I had this attitude that I can do it. There's nothing I can't do. If I can squat 535 or how many, I don't know, 23, whatever it was, I can do anything. I believed that and it worked because I believed it.
Life's gonna happen to you when you have a dream. You're gonna get slapped around. And don't take it personal. Don't ask, why did this have to happen to me? It's called life. Suck it up and move on. Get over it. When things go wrong, don't go with them. When you're working on a business deal, you're counting on some money. Someone said you will get the loan and it falls through. You have an event. And the people that you thought would be there and support you, they don't come through. Or someone turns against you, or you get ripped off. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to everybody. It does. It's called life.
We're in the Navy. What's the first thing they teach you? The first thing they teach you. They don't teach you how to defend yourself. They don't teach you how to swim. The first thing they teach you is when your gun is jammed. And somebody tell me, why would they start you there? That's the worst case scenario. That's what you're not prepared for.
I will fail my way to success. Part of the reason why we have to continue to work on ourselves and surround ourselves with quality people is because you're going to have a lot of failures. You're going to have a lot of disappointments.
So I need you to do me a huge favor. I just need you to be real. And the reason why a lot of y'all don't want to be real, because some of you would rather be in a lie and at least have a lie than not have anything at all. You already know the reality about that relationship. You already know that job, your boss ain't about to cash you out. You're just scared to quit and start your own business because you don't know if you're going to do well or not. You know you shouldn't. Come on, be honest. You know you still shouldn't be at that job right now, but you're delusional. That one day is going to be your day. That one day you're going to merge your job and your calling together. It's not going to happen. The dream will destroy you, right? Let it. Let the dream destroy you. Let it strip you. Let it remake and mold you. Don't be afraid. Some of you are afraid. Listen to me. Wherever you from, if that's where you from, if you leave, you can always come back. I promise you. I promise you, when you come back, you can get right back in the conversation. Ain't nothing gonna change. I promise you, whatever world you're from, if you go to other worlds, you can always go back to that world. Are you listening to me? Let it destroy you.
One of the biggest contradictions of massive success is when people go to their moms, their dads, their brothers, sister, boyfriend, girlfriend. They say, listen, one day the world's gonna know who I am. One day I will have a Ferrari, the Lambo, the Rolls, the Bentley, the big house, the cars, the backyard with the big swimming pool and an elevator. I'm gonna put the biggest party. I'm gonna be a millionaire one day.
Take ownership for your life. Nobody can live your dream for you but you. Nobody's gonna take care of your business like you. Stop coming up with excuses. Don't give yourself permission to continue to live a small life. You can't fit a big dream into a small life.
That's what lions do. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions hunt. That's what we do for a living.
Give yourself permission to go for it, to test yourself, to challenge yourself, to live full. The reason you're here is because there's something in you that says, I can do more. This just can't be it. There's something in you. There's a calling on your life.
The key is what we do in our times of pain. Pain will change us. Heartache, loss, disappointments, they don't leave us the same. Now, how the pain changes you is up to you. You can come out bitter, or you can come out better. You can come out defeated, giving up on your dreams, or you can come out with a new passion, a new fire, excited about the new opportunities in front of you.
This is not it for you. You have not peaked here. There's more in you that you are expressing. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. What's in store for you if you challenge yourself, if you persist and persevere, if you take ownership for your life?
All of us experience pain. My challenge, don't just go through it, grow through it. That difficulty is an opportunity to get stronger, to develop character, to gain new confidence. Anybody can give up. Anybody can let it overwhelm you. But you know what that's doing? Wasting your pain. That pain is not there to stop you. It's there to prepare you, to increase you, to develop you.
You have the power in you to do the more than you can ever begin to imagine, to control your destiny, to make a difference in our children, to make a difference on the planet, to make an impact. It's hard when you're working on a job for 20 years, 30 years, give them some good years, and then they come in and tell you, we've downsized. In other words, you're fired. And then you have to start all over again. It's hard. It's not fair when people are going up against that kind of stuff to tell them, just think positive and be enthusiastic and everything will work out all right. It's hard. Life will put some knots on your head.
We all look for toughness. We all want it, but we look for it in a comfortable environment. You will not find toughness in a comfortable environment. I was trying to look for it everywhere. The only way you find it is to drown yourself in a position where you're just out of sorts, where you can't swim and you're drowning. You're drowning in life. But you say, you know what, man? Fuck that. I'm gonna figure out how to backstroke or fuck something. I'm gonna figure out how to, and then through figuring out, when you say, fuck you, this sucks, I'm drowning, I'm miserable, I'm suffering, I'm broken, but I'm not going anywhere. What happens to your mind is it does this. It says, he's not leaving. So we gotta expand, we gotta grow. And then you start to engage parts of your mind that you never engaged before.
If you ever go through something, hold your head up. If you ever make a mistake, hold your head up. If you ever do something and everything goes wrong, life catch you on the blind side, hold your head up. It's not over. You have something special. You have greatness within you. What you're doing is different. You represent only 2% of the planet.
That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous. And most people want to take the safe path. The safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation. The way you can change is you have to put aside enough money to give yourself a window. And then you have to have a plan. And you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever shit job you do planning your escape. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. You gotta go, you gotta get after it, and you gotta have discipline. Most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
You cannot get people to believe in your dream until you believe in it yourself. Nobody's gonna put into your dream before you put in. You have to invest in what you dream for.
There ain't nothing you can do about what's gonna happen to you. You can't stop life from happening. You can do something about it. Life is 10% what happened to you. It's 90% what you do about it.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Motivation is a feeling that comes and goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. Discipline is infinitely more important. So no matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do. That's it. And that's discipline. It's not motivation. If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
You got to stop tripping every time something happened to you like it's the end of the world. It ain't. Just change your mindset. If you change your attitude, you change your altitude.
If you want to be the best, you watch the best. You look at the best. You watch them and you have their lifestyle. Don't be like this, have their lifestyle, and it'll take you anywhere you want to go.
That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous, and most people want to take the safe path. The safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation almost every time. It's hell.
If a lion see an animal that's wounded, or a real hunter see an animal that's wounded, what do? They don't kill him. Why don't they kill him? He already hurt. And they beast. A part of being a beast just ain't eating a gazelle. A part of being a beast is the hunts. It's the hunt that they're excited about. Because real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process.
A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work. A real man, when coach ain't even watching, he's studying film on his own. Because he loves the process.
You're going to be attacked, betrayed, exposed, and humiliated. Life is going to break you. And it's going to see how bad you really want it. That's the moment when you are truly alone. And what will you do then? Can you send in the will to fight on through all the pain and rise again? Who are you? That will be the defining question of your life. Because your pain is your power. You suffer so you can be much stronger.
When you make up your mind to do something, quitting should never be an option. If you're going to quit, quit when you're at your peak, when you're very, very successful. But don't quit because you're tired of paying the price. If you pay the price, the reward is going to be that much sweeter.
Find a way. If you believe and you have faith and you can get knocked down and get back up again and you believe in perseverance, you find your way.
Think strategic all the time. Before any action or any inaction, ask yourself this question. Is this action going to make me stronger or weaker? Will this action move me toward the strategic long-term goals I am trying to achieve in my life? And do not lie to yourself. You have to tell yourself the truth. But the truth is, you have time. You have the skill, you have the knowledge and the support and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.